It's spring when our thoughts turn to blooming flowers and young love, and yes, Alt Latino spring new music mix. And yes, you're going to love it. NPR Music's Felix Contreras is the host of the Alt Latino podcast and a good friend of this program. Happy spring, Felix.
Happy spring to you, too. So I'm looking forward to sharing music with you. Like, one of the things I enjoy about this podcast is the whole music discovery thing. And I love it when it can be a discovery for me and the folks listening. And now you, now that we're doing this together from now on.
Yes, so what are we listening to?
So this requires a bit of a setup. There's a label in Argentina called ZZK. It was started by two guys from Argentina and a guy from the U.S. who was traveling. They fell in with a bunch of indie artists who were doing unexpected and magical things with electronic music and folkloric music from throughout Latin America. This track is by an artist named Magabo. He's a guy named Bo Anderson, who's originally from Seattle and is a naturalized Brazilian citizen now. And he's released some fascinating albums over the years. This is called Cada Zé. It features a traditional singer named Rosa Angela Macedo. It's a northeastern Brazilian rhythm called Coco. And by the way, there is a fabulous compilation coming out in May called ZZK Sounds Volume 4. ZZK is one of my favorite musical discovery sources. And here's an example of why that is.
So that seems like very good music to dance to.
It's definitely a dance group, yeah. No kidding.
And it's like a mashup of different genres kind of coming together.
Yeah, there's a funk beat going on back there. Some sort of sounds like Parliament. That snare drum, that's a traditional Brazilian beat. So yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on.
Well, I am eager to hear what comes next.
Okay, check this out. This is a guy who calls himself Batida. His real name is Pedro Coconel, and he was born in Angola, raised in Lisbon. He's known in the electronic music world for his mix of electronic and contemporary African music. This track is called Bom Bom and features the Cuban-born Cape Verdean singer Mayra Andrade. Sei que sonhei, mas não consigo recordar. Eu me deixei até que a vida me chamou Maleça. Batida is one half of an electronic rap duo called Icoque, and their crazy, wild, innovative album made my list of best records of the year last year.
That's lovely. Like, that's, right? Yeah, it's beautiful. So we seem to be kind of hopping all over the globe. So you mentioned Angola, Brazil, Cuba. Where else are we going on this trip?
Okay, the U.S.-Mexico border. We're going to hear from a vocalist named Flores. She just uses one name. She is of indigenous background from the U.S.-Mexico border near El Paso and Juarez. She's from the Tigua Indian Reservation. She's from a family of farm workers and silver miners. You know, she is part of a wave of young women vocalists from throughout Latin America who have embraced 70s R&B from the U.S., like that poster of Teddy Pendergrass I see over your shoulder right now in Zoom chat, right?
I love Teddy P. Okay, yeah. So from that,
then you're going to really, oh yeah, completely, all over Latin America. This track is called Éxito, which means hit or success. And again, the artist is Flores. Yeah, it's got an electronic vibe, but what I hear is at 70s R&B in those vocals, man. I really like it.
Yeah, I see. I feel like you got to let that breathe. You got to let it really breathe. Let it flow. Catch 22s all day for you. And if they don't act right, I'm okay. have time for one more piece of music and a little bit of backstory. So let us have it. Let us have it.
Okay. This is a song by an artist named Doris Anahi. She is also a very busy Doris Munoz, who has a successful career going as a manager for other bands and artists in Los Angeles. And she is also the subject of a documentary recently screened at Sundance. It's called Mija. It's the story of how she managed the crisis in her career as a woman in the music business and the story of how U.S. immigration policy impacts families as we watch a family crisis unfold in her own family. It's a very moving story. It's been picked up by Disney. Here is her song, Que Sufras, a beautiful ballad she has out right now.
Te gusta el olor. Que sufras pues, que sufras pues. Ta ra ta, ta ra, ta ra.
Oh yeah, that's very, I mean, I don't want to just say sad, but it's very, like, evocative. I like that.
Yeah. Wearing the emotions on the sleeve for sure.
Yes. Well, that was quite a global roundup of new music to welcome in spring from Felix Contreras, the host of the NPR Music Podcast, Art Latino. Felix, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aisha. It's a pleasure.